space you're supposed to stay just long enough to be felt, but you're not there for the noise, the noise. You got scared of the voice, it's just noise. I swear if you didn't see me, you weren't on the dance floor.
Welcome to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Detroit indie rockers Junior Junior come to the Metro this Saturday. The duo is touring on their new self-titled record out on Warner Brothers. If you aren't familiar with Junior Junior, well, you are, because Junior Junior's former name is Dale Earnhardt Junior Junior. Just this fall, they changed the name. Joshua Epstein is one of the men behind the music, and he joins me now. Josh, welcome to The Download.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get it right out of the way. Let's get right to the name change. Let's talk about why you guys are not Dale Earnhardt Junior Junior anymore.
Sure. Well, you know, I think that when we first started the band, we weren't really sure if anyone was ever going to hear it. And so we wanted an outlandish name to kind of relieve us of the expectation of what kind of musical style we would be. And I think, it kind of worked. And then around the second album, it started to feel like the name itself was the expectation. And like there was almost a third member of the band, and that was the Dale Earnhardt name, because it was such a focal point. And we just kind of wanted to steer the conversation more towards the music this time around. And, so we just shortened it to Junior Junior.
It's interesting, too, because it's a double-edged sword in a way that the name is such a catchy name, and it's so interesting. And you're like, oh, great, that's hilarious. And then at the same time, as you guys get more serious and more dedicated to your music, you a couple records under your belt, you know, it people are asking, where's Dale Earnhardt?
right, yeah. I mean, I think that for us, we, not in an arrogant way, but we're really confident about our skills as producers and as writers. And, you know, I think we would feel comfortable going in to work with anyone. And, you know, we wouldn't feel like we were in over our heads. And so to have the conversation so frequently mm-hmm. be about the name itself and not about the music just felt like it was doing our music a little bit of a disservice.
Yeah, I just read somewhere that, you know, this when recording this new music or you know, starting the tour as Junior Junior, you felt like you were developing a new voice. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think that we kind of were. There were a lot of things. Like Dale Earnhardt Junior was amazing to us, and he never gave us any kind of flack for using the name. He was actually really supportive, and he was actually really upset when we changed the name. But but you know, we were always trying to keep in mind that he was letting us use the name. And so there were a lot of places that we didn't necessarily feel comfortable going, like talking about politics or talking about, you know, a lot of our views and on social issues. It just kind of felt like inappropriate or something because we were using someone else's name. I know that probably seems like it's all in our heads and maybe it was, but it feels to me now like this is our voice and we can do and say whatever we want, which is really liberating.
Talking with Joshua Epstein from Junior Junior, the new record. Let's talk about the new music. You know, you said that the first couple records had more of an electronica feel. They were more dance music. The new stuff, a little bit of a departure. Tell us a little bit about the new record.
The new record was when we got into right after our second album, we made a mixtape, and it was we both love hip hop, and so it was kind of us sampling a lot of songs and working collaborating with rappers and even, you know, R&B singers. We had Slim from 112, mm-hmm. who was one of my favorite artists as a kid, and he did a song with us. And we didn't really have that much time to make it. We had like 3 weeks, so we couldn't really be that precious about it, and we just kind of banged it out real quick. And that attitude carried over to the new album. I think it's a little bit more hip-hop influenced as opposed to dancehall influenced or electronica influenced, and it just feels to me like it's a little bit less calculated and a little bit more free.
Well, let's talk about your relationship with Daniel. The both of you, you know, you're producers, musicians. You talk about in a world where you're talking as an indie rock band, you're talking about mixtapes and, you know, hip hop. A lot of the terminology that's used more in that genre, in hip hop genre, than maybe rock music. Talk about your relationship with Daniel, what you guys got together to accomplish.
We both were in bands that were kind of more in the Wilco Radiohead vein, where, you know, we took the music really seriously, we took everything really seriously, and we both loved hip-hop and the sounds that are used in that music, and we never really found a way to incorporate that into what we were doing. So when we started working together, the idea was, let's just use anything that we want to make songs, and it ended up being more fun than we've ever had. So, like, the first song that we wrote was Simple Girl, which is like a folk song, finger-picked on guitar, acoustic guitar, and then, you know, we used like 808 drum sounds with it, and that's kind of what we've continued to do.
She's a simple girl, she's governed by simple pleasures. She won't ever let you meet her family, but she'll show you pictures. Da 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 da.
For you guys, when you're making, I guess, experimenting or figuring out new ways to develop your music, what are your inspirations? I mean, are you looking at other artists that are doing that kind of artistic expression? Are you finding a home for that kind of stuff? Is there an audience that's like, oh, I love indie rock and I love hip hop, I wish they would come together?
You know, I think that I've been told by people, and this is a real compliment, that we're a little bit like the Flaming Lips in that we just kind of have our own sound. Mm-hmm. And I really like that, and I would love to continue to kind of, if someone heard something from to immediately identify it as ours would be amazing. So I think that we're kind of somewhere in the middle of everything. You know, I know that there's a lot of people that want to label things and want to, you know, easily be able to identify things, and it may take a little bit more effort sometimes for people to kind of figure out what they think of us and what they think we're doing, but I think that I feel like it's working. You know, I would much rather do our own thing and have our own lane.
There's the audience, which is one way, which is probably, if you think about it, a lot more tolerable for that because of the way that just the internet has made music over the last couple of years, and not just talking about mashups, but just the idea of seeing so many different samples coming together. Let's talk about from the industry standpoint. You're at Warner Brothers. Is it harder when you are experimenting with your genre or trying to come up with a new style of music to placate an industry?
I mean, I think that, like I said, people just want to have something that they can easily label and easily identify. And I think even in terms of the radio, you know, you have alternative stations and you have hip hop stations. But there's kind of more of a crossover than there's ever been. Like, I'm listening to pop radio and hearing really interesting sounds, really weird stuff on there. So I think that we're kind of at this weird point where, you know, hopefully we're kind of at the forefront or at least helping break down some of the boundaries and just letting music get out there.
Well, I did mention, you know, Warner Brothers for Junior, you are seeing exposure to a bigger audience. You're on Conan O'Brien, you're all the stuff with NPR, but you're definitely moving into a direction where, you know, you're going more towards the mainstream light. For you guys, what are the challenges when you're creating this kind of music and dealing with the larger expectations of the brighter lights, the bigger expectations?
I think that, you know, we just are focused on maintaining our mission, which is to make the music that we want to make and, you know, to do it well. And, you know, I think that having exposure is amazing, and having all these people hear music now that, you know, we never would have thought would have had access to our music has been hugely humbling. And, you know, we're just trying to not ever make anything that we don't feel 100% good about.
Right. It's not going to be you're not going to have, I'm trying to think of, I don't even know who the cheesy musician is now. The top 40 cheesy musician is not going to show up on your next track.
Well, you never know. But
you never know,
if we
right?
did it, I think if we did it, we would do it in an interesting way.
There
and that's kind of, what we want to do. We just want to do things in an interesting way that are, you know, that are exciting to us.
Joshua, you didn't talk about Detroit because you are a Michigan-based band. You know, I think of Detroit, and I think of the music scene in Detroit, a really strong indie rock presence, hip-hop as well. I mean, obviously well chronicled with Eminem, things like that. But talk about what influences came out of Detroit when you guys were coming up.
Well, you know, when I was younger, the White Stripes were kind of starting to get popular, and the Von Bondies were popular, and, you know, it was kind of more of like the garage rocky Detroit thing. But Daniel and I were more influenced by Motown always. Mm. And, you know, I think that Motown really informed our melodic sensibilities more than anything. So for us, it was kind of a blessing to be in Detroit around the time of the garage rock, because we were able to just kind of figure out what we wanted to do on our own without having to, you know, be a part of a scene where we were sharing influences and, you know, copying each other, you know.
Were you, just a curious question about growing up in that area, with Motown being really part of the fabric of Detroit music? I mean, you're obviously aware of that, but is it prevalent? I mean, is it the idea that if you're in that area of the country, I mean, we all know Motown, it's a huge thing, but is there more of a connection because you're in the same space in which this was created?
I think so. And, you know, obviously our parents, when I was growing up, my parents were, you know, they had Motown on all the time. And, you know, just like before we leave for tour, every time I go down to the Motown Museum, and it's, you know, it's the house that everyone used to record in. And they still have this couch that's really worn out because Marvin Gaye used to sleep on it late at night. And it's amazing. It's so special. And all that music it just holds up. It's my favorite style of music.
Joshua Epstein is one of the men behind Junior, who's going to be playing at Metro Saturday night. Joshua, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us about the new music and the tour here on The Download.
Thank you so much for having me on.